In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.
It was summarized by Dr. Akil bin Salim al-Shamari.
Surah Al-Isra.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
We have honored the children of Adam. We carried them on land and sea. And we provided for them.
And we provided them with good things.
We favored them over many of those we created. We have honored the children of Adam.
By giving them power over other creatures.
We subjugate the rest of creation to them.
We carried them across the land on the backs of animals.
And in the sea, in the ships that we made available for them. We provided them with good restaurants and drinks. We favored them over many of those we created.
By enabling them to work with their hands.
And take food and drinks with it.
And raise it to their mouths.
This is not possible for other people. The day when we will call every people with their imam.
Whoever is given his book in his right hand.
They read their book.
They read their book and do not oppress a fuse.
The day when we will call every people with their imam. Whom they imitated in this world.
Whoever is given a book will do it with his right hand.
Those people read their book. So they know everything in it. And God does not treat them unjustly as a reward for their deeds. It is the twisted one that is in the slit of the nucleus's belly. Whoever is in this is blind. In the afterlife, he will be blind. And I am astray. Whoever is blind in this world. About God's arguments that he is the only one. By creating and managing it.
He is concerned about the afterlife, which he has not seen.
No blind person saw it.
And he is more misguided than him in matters of this world.
Which he has seen and seen.
Even if they almost tempt you away from what we have revealed to you.
To slander others against us.
And if they would not have taken you as a friend.
God mentioned that the polytheists.
They almost tempted the prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace.
What God revealed to him.
To work with others.
That is slander against God.
And if you did what they called you to do of sedition,
they would have taken you as a friend for themselves.
You were theirs and they were your friends.
If we had not strengthened you, you would have been dependent on them for a little while.
And had we not established you, O Muhammad,
by keeping us safe from what he called you to do.
These polytheists are from temptation.
I was drawn to them. And reassure yourself a little.
That is what he, may God's prayers and peace be upon him, was concerned with.
Then to do some of what they asked him to do. We would have made you taste the weakness of life and the weakness of death. Then you will not find a helper against us.
If you would rely on these polytheists, O Muhammad, then we would have made you taste twice the torment of life and twice the torment of death.
Then, O Muhammad, you will not find a helper to help you against us. He will save you from the punishment you have suffered from us.
They almost provoke you from the land to expel you from it.
Then they will only disagree with you for a little while. These people are about to hide you from the land in which you are, in order to expel you from it.
And if they had expelled you from it, they would not have stayed in it except for a short time until I destroyed them with an urgent torment.
The sunnah of our messengers whom we have sent before you. Our tongues do not find any conversion. If they expel you, they will only remain in conflict with you for a little while.
We will certainly destroy them with the torment we have imposed on those whom we have sent before you from among our messengers.
This is what we used to do to nations when they brought out their messengers from among them.
There is no change in our tongues from what happened.
Establish prayer from the setting of the sun until the dusk of the night and the recitation of the dawn.
Indeed, the recitation of the dawn is witnessed.
Perform the prayer as the sun approaches the approach of night.
And perform what you recite in the far prayer, for what you recite in the far prayer from the Quran has been witnessed.
It is witnessed by the angels of the night and the angels of the day.
And the prayer that the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, ordered to be performed at the setting of the sun.
Dur and afternoon prayers. The prayer that occurs at dusk is the Maghrib prayer.
And from the night, perform it as a voluntary prayer for you. perhaps your Lord will raise you to a praiseworthy position. And from the night, wake up after your sleep, O Muhammad, with the Quran, in order to renounce your duties that have been imposed upon you. Purely without your nation, which is the night prayer. Perhaps your Lord will raise you on the day of resurrection to a place where you will stand praised and rejoice. And say, My Lord, let me enter an entrance of truthfulness and bring me out an exit of truthfulness and grant me authority from you as a helper. And say, O Muhammad, O Lord, let me enter Medina with an entrance of truthfulness, and take me out of Mecca with an exit of truthfulness. And grant me authority and support over the people of the town whose people expelled me and over all those who are similar to them. If he is given that, he will undoubtedly be given a clear proof. And say, The truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Indeed, falsehood has vanished. And say, O Muhammad, to these polytheists, the truth has come, and it is everything in which God has satisfaction and obedience. Falsehood is gone, which is everything that was without God's satisfaction or obedience. Falsehood was gone. And we reveal from the Quran that which is a healing and a mercy for the believers, and it only increases loss to the wrongdoers. And we reveal to you, O Muhammad, from the Quran what is a cure by which one can recover from ignorance and from misguidance. And a mercy for the believers, so they permit what is lawful and prohibit what is unlawful, and thereby admits them to paradise, and it is a mercy for them. This Quran only increases destruction to those who disbelieve in it. And when we bestow blessings upon man, he turns away and distances himself, and when evil touches him, he becomes miserable. And when we bestow blessings upon man, we save him from distress. He turns away from our remembrance and turns away from us. If evil and distress touch him, he becomes despondent of relief and spirit. Say, everyone works in his own way, for your Lord knows best who is most guided in the path. Say, O Muhammad, to the people, you all work on your own side and your way, for your Lord knows best who among you is more guided to the path to the truth than others. And they ask you about the soul. Say, the soul is from the command of my Lord, and you have not been given knowledge except a little. And the disbelievers in God, among the people of the book, ask you about the soul. Tell them. The soul is a matter that only God knows, not you. And you and all people have not been given knowledge except a little of much of what God knows. If we wish, we can go with what we have revealed to you, and then you will not find a representative over us with it. And if we wished, we could take away the knowledge we have given you, which we have revealed to you from this Quran, so do not know it. Then you will not find for yourself, because of what we do to you, a guardian who will stand up for you and prevent us from doing that to you. Except for the mercy of your Lord. Indeed, His grace upon you is great. And if we wanted, we could go, O Muhammad, with what we revealed to you, but He does not want that. A mercy from your Lord and a favor from Him upon you. Indeed, His favor upon you is great. By selecting you for His message and sending down to you His book. Say, if mankind and jinn were to gather together to produce the like of this Quran, they would not produce the like of it, even if they supported one another. Say, O Muhammad, to those who told you, we bring the like of this Quran. Because mankind and the jinn gathered together to produce something like it, they will never produce the like of it, even if they were each other's help and support. We have presented to the people every example in this Quran, but most of the people refused except as ungrateful. We have made clear to the people in this Quran every example as a proof of all of that against them and a reminder to them of the truth so that they may follow it, but most people refused except to deny the truth and deny God's proofs and evidence. And they said, We will not believe in you until you gush forth for us from the earth a spring. And the polytheists said, We will not believe you until you burst for us from this land of ours that will supply us with water. Or you will have a garden of palm trees and grapes, and rivers will burst forth through it. Or you will have an orchard of palm trees and grapes, and rivers will burst forth through the palm trees and vineyards. Or will the sky be covered with coverings as you have claimed upon us, or will God and the angels come before us? Or will the sky fall upon us definitely, or will it bring God, O Muhammad, and the angels as our witnesses? We will meet them face to face, and we will see them closely. Or you will have an ornate house, or you will be promoted to heaven. And we will not believe in your advancement until you send down to us a book that we can read. Say, Glory be to my Lord, were you anything but a human messenger? Or, O Muhammad, you will have a house of gold or you will ascend a stairway to heaven, and we will not believe you for the sake of your elevation to heaven until you send down to us a published book for us to read in which we are commanded to follow you and believe in you. Say, O Muhammad, to her are the polytheists, who distance themselves from God from what they describe him as.
Am I only one of his servants? How can I do what you asked of me?
Rather, I am a messenger conveying to you what I sent to you, and what you asked me to do is in the hands of God, no one else can do that. When guidance came to them, they said, God has sent good tidings to a messenger.
And what prevented, O Muhammad, the polytheists of your people from believing in God when the clarification came to them from God with the truth of what you call upon them only their saying out of ignorance on their part, God has sent the glad tidings of a messenger?
Say, O Muhammad, to these are those who refuse to believe in you.
If, O people, there were angels on earth walking in tranquility, we would have sent down to them from heaven an angel and a messenger, because you see the angels as angels like them, and only a messenger from them is sent to humans.
Say, O Muhammad, to those who say, God has sent the good tidings of a messenger.
God is sufficient as a witness between me and you, for he is the best sufficient and judge.
Indeed, God has experience with his servants and knowledge of their affairs and actions.
He is aware of their planning and behavior as he wills, and he is the one who reconciles all of them with what was presented when they came to him.
And as hard as hell is their abode.
Whenever it subsides, we increase them in the fire.
If God wants to punish them and gather them in the position of the resurrection after they have been dispersed in the graves on their faces blind, mute and deaf, and their destination is to hell, whenever it softens and settles, we will increase the burning of these infidels by scorching fire upon them and burning within them.
That is their recompense, because they disbelieved in our signs and said, when we were bones and rubble, shall we then be raised up as a new creation?
This is what we described from our actions on the day of resurrection to these polytheists, their reward for their disbelief in this world of our signs.
And by their saying, if we were commanded to believe in the promise, if we were worn out bones and became dust, then will we be resurrected after that as a new creation?
Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.